Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm Brady. The next Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, yeah.
And the University of Florida, which is like 2 hours from Tampa, is ranked third in the AP poll in college football right now.
They're doing pretty good.
There's a lot going on right now. So anyway, shouts to the Tampa Bay Lightning. I don't know anything about you, and I didn't watch a second, but I'm happy for you.
Story number three.
Good news on the Delonte West front. We talked about it earlier in the week. He had been photographed panhandling in Dallas. And just the saddest thing, because he's somebody who, you know, was a college basketball star at St. Joseph's, played in the NBA for a long time, including with LeBron James in Cleveland. And he struggles with mental health. Like, he's sick. And he's just been a train wreck in recent years. And apparently Mark Cuban, once the Dallas Mavericks owner, once he found out Delonte was in Dallas, started really working hard to find Delonte West. And he found him last night. And he took him to a hotel and reunited him with his mother and then got him to agree to enter a rehab facility or some sort of facility for mental health and perhaps substance abuse as well. In Florida, like put him on a private plane and flew him to Florida, and he is now checked in to a hospital and hopefully finally getting the help that he needs. You know, I talked to Jameer Nelson earlier today. Jameer was famously his backcourt mate at St. Joe's when that team was undefeated deep into the season, number one seed in the tournament, and lost in the Elite Eight, I believe, to Tony Allen's Oklahoma State team. And I just checked in with Jameer. Because Jameer and I worked together at CBS Sports, we spent a lot of time in studio, and the last time there was a bad Delonte West incident on social media, you know, Jameer was just, you know, he was trying to deal with it. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I'd watch him take phone calls and texts, and they were trying to get him help and trying to talk him through these bad times, and it would get frustrating for Jameer because he would turn on the television or look at TMZ, and somebody would be like, I don't know why, you know, Delonte West's got all these millionaire friends. Why won't somebody help him get help? And Jameer's like, we're trying. Like, Jameer told me back in
January. You can't force somebody.
Yeah, no, you cannot make.
He's a grown man.
You can't make him. Like, if it's a kid, you can force him. But it's a grown man. There's a limit on what you can do. Like, Kim Kardashian said this about Kanye West within the past couple of months. She's like, anybody who understands mental health issues understands that the person with the issues has to be willing to get help. You know, I can't have my husband hospitalized, even if he's clearly going through a bipolar spell. Like, she said this publicly. And so they're working through that. And Jameer would get frustrated because he's like, listen, the second Delonte wants to go to a facility, like Delonte West might not have $200 to his name, but whenever he's willing to go to a facility, he's allowed to be in that. Like, we got it.
It's covered.
It's covered. Don't worry. He'll never pay a penny. There's a group of former NBA players, Jameer being one of them, who got that covered, and they could not convince him for years now to get help, but Mark Cuban did, apparently, last night. And so that's good news, and hopefully the next time we see Delonte West, he looks better, he sounds better, and he is better.
Story number four.
Major League Baseball playoffs got underway earlier today. First game of the day was Astros Twins, started at 1 o'clock. That was tied going into the ninth. Astros scored three in the top of the ninth. And so they beat the Twins in game one, 4-1. And so now the Twins, as a higher seed, going to have to win two straight over Houston, or they will be eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. White Sox Athletics just now wrapped up. White Sox beat Oakland 4-1. And this was interesting because Lucas Giolito, the White Sox ace, who threw a no-hitter last month, took a perfect game into the eighth inning.
Oh, I know. He was close.
Took a perfect game into the eighth inning, and then it got away from it a little bit, but still held on. They win that game 4-1. So far, we got two games in the books, both in the American League, and the lower-seeded team has won each game. Houston, game one. Chicago White Sox, game two. Blue Jays, Rays are in the top of the fourth right now. It is 0-0. Blake Snell for Tampa Bay has got a no-hitter through three. And then tonight in primetime, this should be awesome. 6 o'clock, first pitch. It's on ESPN, Yankees at Indians. Gerrit Cole, who is the Yankees' high-priced ace, awesome frontline starter against Shane Bieber, who led the AL in wins, strikeouts, and ERA this season. He will be the Cy Young Award winner whenever that is announced. You get Gerrit Cole against Shane Bieber, Bieber at Progressive Field in Cleveland, Ohio. So that's day one of the playoffs. It's nothing but the American League. Tomorrow, National League gets started. So we'll have 8 games tomorrow, most ever in one day in Major League Baseball history. Today we got 4, and the lower-seeded team has won the first 2 games. Again, it was Houston beating Minnesota, White Sox beating Oakland. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
This is you waiting for dinner on an ordinary vacation.
It's a 2-hour wait for a table.
This is you waiting for dinner on a real vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RV. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRVing.com.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
A short trip to St. Louis can lead to the ride of a lifetime. This is Todd Thomas, AKA that one guy from Busch Stadium, inviting you to re-explore St. Louis responsibly. If it's thrills you're seeking, seek out Six Flags with 40 plus rides. Venture to the top of the new St. Louis Wheel at Union Station, or take the kids to the City Museum and mix the excitement with a little wonder. Remember to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
What I wonder is the awful of hopes. Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Will I set the sun?
Bottom of the fourth, down in Tampa Bay, Rays Blue Jays still 0-0. The developing storyline there, Blake Snell is got a no-hitter through four. Still early, but Blake Snell with a no-hitter through four. And Lucas Giolito earlier had a perfect game through seven for the Chicago White Sox. Lost it in the eighth, but pitching has been the story on day one of the Major League Baseball playoffs. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist. Daily Memphi and host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay.
So the Tennessee Titans have screwed up the National Football League. Did you hear?
Oh, come on.
I did hear. I heard they totally bungled it, you know?
They can't stay
everything,
they can't.
Everything was going fine.
Everything was fine.
Until the freaking Tennessee Titans screwed it up again.
Do you think it's possible that the Tennessee Titans, based in Nashville, were listening to Clay Travis based in Nashville, and he kept telling them, don't worry about it, just live your life. So they did it, and now they've had to shut down their whole stupid football team. Maybe that's what happened.
That's likely what happened. You know, they just started calling everybody a COVID bro,
yes.
Right? A Corona bro.
He was like, the Titans are Corona bros. They were like, okay, fine. We don't want
to
be.
Go to bars, man. This is insane. There is no such thing.
Yeah,
only 16 people are going to get it in the whole world.
Yeah.
And they're like, they list clearly listen to Clay Travis, and next thing you know,
they were probably
shutting down.
They were probably listening back when Clay said that nobody would have the virus. It'd be basically gone by the end of July. And so then they, you know, they just like
checked the calendar,
and they were like, "Well, it's hell, it's into September, so let's go." And now the whole Titans have got the virus, and they can't even play football anymore.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Although it's just a deep snapper.
And yeah, who cares? Like really?
I mean, he's a deep snapper. If he were a close snapper, that would be one thing. But there's at least 6 to 12 feet from, like, I don't know how far back you stand, but it's certainly 6 feet back.
Yeah, he's socially distanced from.
I was going to say, how did he catch it? He's been away from everybody else on the damn team.
Yeah, he's
socially distanced from the kicker, the holder, like everything else. He's keeping his distance from all those people. He's firing it back between his legs like that, and I don't know how he got it. Mystifying.
It probably got it at Kid Rock's bar.
But wait a second. The other guy was a safety and then a defensive lineman?
I will defer to Bennett. He's the Titans expert here.
No, it was a tight end off the practice squad, and then Daquan Jones, who actually plays a lot. Yeah,
right.
So that's a pretty
What's
tough
weird
loss for
is
them.
Is
yeah,
that it actually does make you wonder if there will be more positives because, like, those are three different parts of the team. So they've presumably been meeting with their position groups. So you actually do wonder if there will be more.
I can tell you the way it went with the Marlins and with, I believe, the Cardinals as well, was that once you had the first positives, it was a day or two later and you got some more positives.
Well, that's what you would think. I don't really understand how the hell could you play a game if you don't practice? I mean, I guess you technically could. Like, it's not a – let's just say you don't get to practice again until Saturday. So then you just have a walkthrough Saturday or whatever. Can you play Sunday?
I say this as someone who's – played one season of football in eighth grade.
How'd that go?
I was a running back, and I got put into the game, first game.
What was the team?
The Horn Lake Middle School Eagles.
Okay.
And
so you were running back.
Yeah, kind of.
You got put in the first game, not as starting running back, but
I was not the starting running back for sure. I was little bitty, but I could run. I was fast. I was a soccer player.
Okay.
And so it was like, I don't know, something sweep, and I'm supposed to run left, and the quarterback pitches it to me, and I'm just sweeping around the end. And instead, the ball was snapped, and I ran right. I ran the wrong way. Quarterback turned to pitch it. I went the wrong direction, and it's the last time I ever played running back. And that was the only.
No.
I swear to God, I never got put back in.
That was it. He ended your football career because of that.
No. I mean, I played defensive back later on in the season, and I wasn't great at that either. And then it was just. And then I played the one. I thought it would be. You know, like, I got to middle school. Maybe it was seventh grade instead of eighth grade. But, like, you know, we didn't have a soccer team in middle school or a baseball team in middle school. So I wanted to play something. And I was like, I can run, so maybe I'll play one of the positions where speed matters. And so then I was like, okay, I'll give this football thing a try. And I didn't love it, but then I screwed up very first play. And that was the end of my running back career. And then I played defense.
Did you get yelled at? Did the coach tell you? Get your grill?
It's amazing. I cannot remember like Final Fours that I was at. Like, so, Gary, you were in the dome for this game. I just read the column you wrote. Tell me about it. I have no idea. I can't remember major events that I've attended. I can still remember Coach McCulley saying, you got to learn the plays. You got to learn the plays. I was like, I don't know. What do you want me to do? I thought I knew the plays.
So he never gave you another, because normally what you should do in that situation, Gary, is go right back to you. You know, that's what they always say. Go right back to him so he didn't have, it doesn't fester, right? Show you have confidence in him. Go right back to him.
No, it has been festering for 30 years. they never went right back to him. It was over with.
So given your experience as a
everything I'm about to say is based on that 1 year of seventh grade football.
Seems reasonable.
I would say that yes, it is possible to play without practicing if you're a professional football team. Like you know, it's not ideal, but I think you could do it. I bet you if the Titans play on Sunday without practicing, they'll still look more or less what they look like.
Well, and I don't think there's any added injury risk if you take 1 week off. There would be if you took a month off and then said, come back and play, right? But if you just played the preceding Sunday and then you didn't practice again until a walkthrough on Saturday and then you played again on Sunday, I can't imagine that would be putting the COVID aside or anyone who had COVID, a health risk. It might be an execution and certainly a strategic. We're not going to be able to run through our special plays that we've devised to defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers, but it would seem to be a competitive disadvantage, but not a health problem. I'd make them play.
Yeah, I think it's a competitive disadvantage, but I don't think it's like, oh, my God, we won't know what to do. Like, you know what people used to say before this year? Like, you got to have preseason games. You can't just start with week one because then, like, it looked fine. It looked fine.
Looked totally fine.
Right.
I mean, except for that, like, the Jets.
Yeah, the Jets needed some preseason games.
The Jets Yikes. Needed to play some preseason games. In fact, they could have played him against the Giants. It had a little, like a New York thing going on there. But beyond that, you're exactly right. So, yes, I do blame it on Clay Travis.
Yep.
And I do think they should make him play. And the reason is, if you can make him play, what you guys were saying earlier is certainly right. There will be other instances of this. And unlike college football, where at the end they're just going to say, Clemson, you, Ohio State, Alabama, and we'll pick one other team, you're in the playoffs. Like, it doesn't matter how many games you play. It doesn't matter if it's fair. It doesn't matter anything. They're just going to get together and eyeball and decide who goes into the playoffs. In the NFL, you kind of need to have something that looks kind of equitable. But, you know, in the end, it's not subjective. It's supposed to be objective, but who makes the playoffs. So you do want everyone to get their games in. And I don't think you can afford to, if they can play, to not let them play.
Perhaps that's true. But I will say, we just completed a Major League Baseball regular season. Everybody didn't play the same number of games. We just completed an NBA regular season. Everybody didn't play the same number of games.
Well, that's true. Were there any disputes in baseball? Was it just like, in terms of the standings, did anyone come out feeling gypped? Yeah.
Well, there was a scenario where the Cardinals got the what actually happened is the Cardinals got a better seed than the Reds. The Reds finished 31-29. The Cardinals finished 30-28. So the Cardinals played two fewer games, and they were both games that should have been played against the Detroit Tigers. And if the Cardinals would have had to play those games and they lost both of them, they finished 30-30. And the Reds would have been seeded higher than the Cardinals. So, like, it did make a difference. The Cardinals ended up seeded ahead of Cincinnati based on
Winning percentage.
Yes.
Based on winning percentage. But the NFL doesn't do it based on winning percentage.
Well, nobody ever has. The NBA didn't do it on winning percentage until this year. Major League Baseball didn't do it on winning percentage until this year.
I guess the NFL can do it on winning. When you have that few games, does it work?
I mean, yeah. Percentages are percentages.
Games, yeah.
Yeah. You know, percentages. I mean, you wouldn't want it, but they might. It might be a deal where, you know, most teams. Let's be optimistic. Most teams play full seasons, but then somebody else only plays 14 games. Like that might happen. And then I guess you could go to winning percentage, or you could try to make them up. But the challenge, like we discussed earlier, is in baseball. Like the Marlins were shut down for a while, but they ultimately did get to 60 games. Because they play doubleheader after doubleheader after doubleheader.
Right.
You can't have NFL doubleheaders. You can't just like throw a game on top of a game or say, hey, you guys are off on Wednesday. Let's just play on Wednesday. Like that's what they were doing in Major League Baseball. It's like,
right.
hey, the Marlins are off tomorrow and the Mets are off tomorrow. So let's just put those two teams against each other and get another game done. You can't do that in the NFL.
Can you believe we're doing this crap?
It's wild. It's so wild.
The whole thing is so wild. Can you imagine? This year started out like it was just going to be another year, you know?
Dude, it was great. I was flying around, sitting in studios, getting ready for the NCAA tournament. Kobe Bryant was alive. Everything was fine.
Yeah. Everything was fine before this year. Yeah. Everything was fine. And now look at it.
Look at this year. It's the most.
Now we're like happy we get fans. Well, now you're happy we get eight games with 5,000 fans, everybody wearing masks. Coaches are being fined for not wearing masks. Oh, the whole thing is a disaster.
We're watching the baseball playoffs with cardboard cutouts in the stands. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, what has happened? What happened?
What has happened? Yeah.
What happened? Everything was fine. Everything was fine. I mean, I was still complaining about little things, but big picture, everything was fine. You know, I could fly.
Oh.
I didn't have to put a mask on when I went to Walgreens.
You could hug people. You could shake their hands.
Have people over.
I could have people over. Exactly right. You didn't have to get takeout everywhere.
I didn't even know what Zoom was. I never heard of it.
Never heard of Zoom, COVID, social distancing, any of this crap.
I didn't even know if somebody would have said in January, "Are you social distancing?" I've been like, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Am I social?" I remember a week before everything went to hell. Like we were starting to get some deaths in Seattle, in Washington State, and obviously this had been a thing in China, and like I'm pretty I like to consider myself pretty well read, you know, like I don't read the New York Times cover to cover every day, but I have a pretty good understanding of things that are happening in this country. I read a lot all day long, and this is like nobody remembers this other than me probably. But it was about a week before everything went to hell. And you asked me, do you think we'll get to a place where, like, a school is shut down?
Well, it was just for a week. I said for a week.
Yeah, you didn't say all schools. You were like,
no,
like a school.
No, I said one school will shut. I remember asking the exact question.
And I was like, I don't think so. And the next thing you know, every school shut down.
We were joking about, it was so funny, we're gonna shake hands with our elbows. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Little did you know how miserable this was going to be.
I'm not the president of the United States, so it wasn't my responsibility to have a proper grasp on this, but I did not have a proper grasp on what was coming. And I don't think most people did. I mean, somebody retweeted a tweet of mine from like that time, like maybe the day the NBA shut down or the day after the NBA shut down. And they retweeted it the other day, so I saw it. It's not like I was going through my old tweets. It just happened to pop up on my phone. And the tweet was more or less, I still don't think the average American realizes our entire country, more or less, is going to be shut down this time next week.
I've talked about this a million times. I mean, a bunch of times. That the Grizzlies' last game, I went around asking fans, so, you know, how do you feel about this maybe being the last game? And they looked at me with utter bewilderment. What are you talking about? And 2 days later, they shut down. That was like a Monday night. They lost that game, I think, to like Orlando or something. And it was, literally they were bewildered. What are you talking about?
How were we like, I understand how like certain people might not know what you're talking about. How did we not know? I mean, like you're a smart guy, and we didn't. Even you didn't properly grasp. Like I was in New York 2 days before the whole thing shut down, eating in a restaurant, no mask, no social distancing, just acting as normal as you could act. It is wild.
Well, and when it shut down, we had no clue that here we'd be in the end of September like this. We thought it'd be shut down for a week or two. Like kids took a week. They spring break. They took a week early from spring break. We'll see you on the other side of spring break.
Right.
No, thank you. That didn't happen.
No, it's wild to think about now. LeBron James was asked about 3 days before the NBA shut down. Like, you could probably find the press conference on YouTube. And he was asked, how will you feel about playing, you know, the rest of this season without fans? And he was like, I'm not playing without fans. That's crazy. He was just dismissive of it. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean play without fans? What are you talking about? And now he's like trying to win a 4 championship in a bubble. it's incredible. What happened? Everything was fine. Everything was fine. Kobe Bryant was alive. Hell, Keith Easterwood was alive.
I think it all goes back to you running the wrong way. It's the butterfly effect. That's what they call it. You ran the wrong way, and all these years later, the world ended.
What if I would have run the right way? And it would
gone 80 yards with a touchdown.
What if I was actually supposed to be an incredible running back? Like, what if I'm Christian McCaffrey?
What if all I had to do
was run the right way, and I would have been Christian McCaffrey. But instead, I ran the wrong way, got yelled at by Coach McCulley, and now I'm just sitting here babbling.
You gotta learn the play.
That's what he said to me. I was like, I thought I knew it. I thought I went the right way. I went the wrong way definitively.
It's amazing. Like, you're a smart guy, and if you saw someone do that, you'd just say, "What a dumbass!"
Right.
And there you were, just being inattentive.
I still don't know why I ran the wrong way. I think I knew the play. I think I knew what to do, and just took off the wrong way. I was going to say it's humiliating. It really wasn't. Nobody cared except me and Coach McCulley. but still, that was it. That was the end of my entire football career. So now we wait to see if the Titans will play this weekend. But the larger question becomes, I wonder if we're not going to find out if the NFL is going to ultimately wish they would have done what college football has done largely, which is reduce the schedule, number of games, and build in cushions so you can make things up that need to be made up. I understand why you don't do it. Like, I can at least make the argument. The argument is rooted in money. Like, you know, every game is worth a bazillion dollars. You want to play as many games as you can. But them trying to, you know, they're going straight from the regular season to wild card weekend. And then, you know, and you can't make up NFL games. Like, okay, the Titans play this Sunday and they play next Sunday. Maybe we can get them a game against the Steelers on Wednesday. You can't make up things the way you can make up in baseball. And so it does feel to me like there's a likely scenario where you do get to the end of the season and not everybody has played the same number of games.
Yeah, but you had that solution, which I thought was right. They build in an extra week with the Super Bowl.
Right.
So if you push all the playoffs a week back, don't have 2 weeks between the AFC and NFC championship and the Super Bowl, that can buy you another week. So you got that week, and then you got the bye weeks. Although the bye weeks are tricky because everybody ended on the same bye week.
Right.
So that it makes it a little complicated. And then in the end, I guess you're right. I guess they would just throw up their hands and say, this is the winning percentage versus this is the winning percentage. And nothing's perfect this year. I mean, we know that for everything, you know. And so you just go ahead and plow ahead. And the other thing is, with the extra team in the playoffs, there's also a little more room for error here. You know, there's a little more give. You're not going to have a team that is as deserving left out because you have the extra playoff team anyway this year.
Yeah, and that's the way you rationalize it, is you remind everybody, first off, that Major League Baseball went by winning percentage, NBA went by winning percentage. We're doing the best we can, but trying to get through this season without disruption, particularly when we're not committed to a bubble, was always going to be unlikely, and now here we are. Ultimately, and I've heard other people say this about other sports, I mean people who run the sports, the goal here is not for everything to be equal. It's not even for everything to be fair. It's just to get it done. Let's just do the best we can. And I imagine ultimately the NFL will be saying that, you know, whenever this thing is over. Before I let you go, I saw you retweet a story from Daily Memphian earlier today. Yesterday was the 229th homicide for the year, which breaks the record on September 28th. And, like, just any homicide would be awful, but, like, it's a 12-year-old in a drive-by shooting. Like, what? And it just... You know, the mayor has talked about this. The police director has talked about this. They do seem to believe that the pandemic has played a role in this, because not only is the homicide rate up in Memphis, it's also up in Chicago. It's up in New York. It's up in Philadelphia. You know, we are living in unusual times, and perhaps it's not, you know, completely tied to the pandemic, but for one reason or another, there's a lot more killing going on here and in other places than there's ever been.
No, I hate to say it. I think it seems logical that there would be. Stress is higher. economic stress is higher. Kids, you know, if kids are not in school and getting the structure, and so that's part of it too. Like, you know, and so, yeah, it doesn't seem. It is not at all surprising to me that this is one of the possible outcomes of the pandemic, and I do think it's a reason to get kids back in school. We've talked about that before, and if not for, and I'm not saying the person who committed the homicide necessarily would have been in school, but I am saying that a second grader who gets off to a good start might be more less apt to commit homicides in the future than a second grader who doesn't. And so I think there is that connection. But you're exactly right. You look all around. Now, mind you, homicide rate's still way down from, 20 years ago, I think, nationwide.
Right.
But in terms of recently, there's no question there is a spike all across this country. And, yeah, it totally seems rational to me that it would be connected to the pandemic, but it's staggering to think that we have not even flipped over to October yet, and here we are already quote unquote set a record. Depressing.
Yeah. Homicide 229 in Memphis was a 12-year-old shot and killed during a drive-by, and today we got homicide 230, which is a woman shot and killed at a McDonald's drive-through. Ugh. I mean,
do we know the circumstances?
I don't know that yet. I'm reading straight from this story. It does not have any more details than that. So, who knows what it could have been? I mean, geez. I mean, it could be a road rage incident. You know, that we or a domestic incident. Who knows? But yeah, there's too much of that.
Awful.
Which, you know, this is usually the part where we identify a problem and then we solve it in conversation. But this one's a little more complicated than trying to fix the NFL schedule or college basketball or whatever else. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He will be back in studio 9 a.m. Be back in a second.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
It's time to catch the falling prices at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during our Fallback Kia Sales Event. You'll find best mass market brand and initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers, and we gossip all at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. Get 2024 Forte 131 a month, 36-month lease. How about a 2020 Soul 148 a month, 36-month lease? And check out the all-new 2021 Kia K5, now just 189 a month, 36-month lease. And they're all just $31.49 due at signing. And in these uncertain times, Gossett says rest assured with Kia's 10-year, 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte LE224963, sold L712-0906, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details, includes all rebates and incentives, PF59875, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, not all customers will qualify.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tout.
Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's grooming
Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Stanley wanted to sell his home in East Memphis, but he didn't want a whole lot of showings given we're in the middle of a pandemic. Josh Isaw said no problem. He made Stanley an instant cash offer. Stanley closed 14 days later. There were zero showings. So that's well underneath the number of a lot. How did Josh Isaw do it? Same way he always does it. He's got a 45-day guarantee. He can either sell your home or he'll buy you your home. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you. And understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Isaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you like extra cash, the Kroger Rewards MasterCard is the card for you. You'll earn 5% cash back on the first $2,500 you spend. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style tournaments. You ain't on of this. Don't think they on of this.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you are somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local university, especially in these tough times, then you can support Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Talk about life insurance for a moment. You'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something happened to you. So you need a good life insurance policy. You can get one right now with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. And they're temporarily waiving the medical exam to help customers during COVID-19 social distancing protocols. So take advantage of that. Check the website for more information, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington, and you can call them if you want it. 867-SAVE. That's 901-867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. Major League Baseball playoffs continue to get underway. There's now two games in the books. One happening and one more to go today. Yankees-Indians coming up in about 20 minutes on ESPN. That'll be Garrett Cole against Shane Bieber. White Sox knocked off Oakland earlier today 4-1. Lucas Giolito took a perfect game into the eighth inning, lost it, but White Sox still get the win 4-1. Astros beat the Twins 4-1. And right now, Tampa Bay, the one seed in the AL, is up 1-0 on Toronto. Blake Snell, Tampa Bay's ace, has a no-hitter through five innings. So pitching has been the story of Major League Baseball today. Meantime, I don't know if you've been following this Kentucky-Louisville back and forth between John Calipari and Chris Mack. We talked about it a little bit last week. Louisville and Kentucky are scheduled to play at the Yum Center this December. And Chris Mack had suggested in a podcast last week, he's the coach at Louisville, that it seems fair to just play it on a neutral court this season or not play it at all this season, because the idea that he would play at Rupp Arena last season in front of 21,000 people and then play a game at the Yum Center this season in front of nobody and then have to play again at Rupp Arena next season in front of 21,000 people, he thought that was fundamentally unfair. And so he said he would talk to John Calipari about it and ultimately, you know, hopefully reach a resolution. Well, John Calipari then released a statement about this on Friday and basically said, listen, the pandemic's the pandemic. We've got a date. We plan to play you at your place on that date. We have a contract and we're going to be there. And I hope you trying to get out of this game or move it to a neutral site isn't some indication that you want to end the series, because this basketball series, this rivalry between Louisville and Kentucky, it is good for the Commonwealth. In other words, John passively aggressively suggested, if you try to cancel this game at the Yum Center in front of no fans this season, we might just cancel the whole thing. We alternate years. Last year we were at Rupp. Next year we'll be at Rupp. But this year we're supposed to be at the Yum Center in Louisville, and that's where we plan to be. And so that's where it sat since last Friday. And then about 20 minutes ago, Chris Mack, the Louisville coach, posted a video message on Twitter and aired all of the scheduling back and forth dirty laundry in a sarcastic tone. 2 minutes from Chris Mack addressing Louisville fans and Kentucky fans and John Calipari. Check this out.
Cards fans, your fearless leader, Coach Mack. I keep getting asked, Coach, are we playing the game? Are you scared? Are you a chicken? You won't play Kentucky? As for the UK series, here's the thing. I want to do what's most convenient for John and his program. You do believe that, right? That I want to do what's best for John? Never mind the fact that we had a December 12th mutually agreed upon date to play the game. And never mind the fact that they backed out of the 12th because they were returning from London on December 6th after playing Michigan. Thought it was too close to the 12th. Never mind the fact that that December 6th game got canceled. No trip to London. Can we play that game on the 12th? Never mind the fact that they scheduled Notre Dame in lieu of playing us on the mutually agreed upon date of December 12th. Never mind the fact that they called ESPN and tried to change one of our ACC games without our knowledge or permission. Never mind the fact that Coach Stoops and his football program at the University of Kentucky honored that request in football to move Louisville's home game from 2020 to 2021. If you can do it in football, seems like you could do it in basketball. Never mind the fact that University of Cincinnati asked us to do the exact same thing that we're asking Kentucky to do. And we honor that request. Listen, I don't want to stand in the way of college basketball's best rivalry. Whatever is most convenient for Coach Cal, we'll do it. See you in the Yum Center. Go Cards.
Terrific
that is
stuff.
So good.
From Chris Mack, and you know that rivalry. And I listen, Chris is being somewhat sarcastic there, but also saying some like, you guys don't understand how much they've tried to screw us on this game, moving one of our games. We agree to do it in football, but they won't do it in basketball. Like, you know, with a smile, sort of aired a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff there. So
I love it.
This rivalry doesn't need to be taken up a level, but that certainly does it. Tremendous stuff from Chris Mack. And I guess the question is now answered. Is Kentucky-Louisville going to play this season? Yes, inside the Yum Center, in front of probably no fans. Challenge accepted. We'll be back with dinner to go.
Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Zubin Mahinty.
Coming up Wednesday, week 3 is in the books, week 4 right around the corner. Why someone's coaching for their job on Thursday Night Football, plus game 1 of the NBA Finals is here.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. Memphis and the Mid-South's largest group of local insiders. 92.9 FM, ESPN, on the freeradio.com, where you can always rewind and listen to our local shows like a DVR. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. ESPN.
The day has come for huge savings at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days going strong on Covington Pike. Get 0% APR plus no payments for 90 days. New 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick $21,740 or $275 a month. 2020 Dodge Challenger, a muscle car with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,690 or $318 a month. 2020 Dodge Charger, America's fastest four-door muscle car, $24,990 or $329 a month. And 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab, $366 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months at 3.99 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 56,1583. Challenger LH214740. Charger LH116732. 1500 LS139171. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Kevin Durant was named one of the 100 most influential people in the world by Time Magazine. And now Kevin has created the highly compelling podcast, The Etceteras with Kevin Durant. It mixes the best of sports and entertainment culture and touches on topics like the most underrated teams in NBA history to the current landscape of rap music. Kevin Durant, 10-time NBA All-Star, 2-time NBA champion, 2-time Olympic gold medalist, and NBA and NBA Finals MVP, and now the host of The Etceteras. Listen to it now on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, B?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
You know, these days our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. They're remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the speed to power all of your devices at once. So while the kids are video gaming away, you can video chat with ease. And with coverage throughout your home, you can internet wherever, whenever. Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with reliable speed and coverage. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Check out our amazing packages with gig or get started with internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about XFi Complete for unlimited data, whole home Wi-Fi, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay, ends 11-22-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet, 25 megabits per second, customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an eight-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. No other barbecue place in this area, even the most famous ones, has an owner as accomplished as Melissa Cookston. Similarly, no other barbecue place in the Memphis area has an owner who is starring in a Netflix show right now. Memphis Barbecue Company does. Melissa Cookston is a judge on the American Barbecue Showdown. It is streaming right now at Netflix.com. It debuted a couple of Fridays ago. It had operated in the top 10. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out. Netflix.com. It's called the American Barbecue Showdown. At Memphis Barbecue Company, ribs are cooked multiple times a day to give you that fresh from the cooker quality, regardless of what time you're there. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove. From Memphis, you're just going to take 55 South to Goodman Road. Get off, go right. It's right there. You can see the Memphis Barbecue Company sign from the interstate. They're using UV light technology to ensure all tables are sanitized after every guest. You can feel safe inside, but curbside service remains available if you'd rather pick up your food. You can order online at memphisbbqco.com. Go check that website. Check the menu, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the Tennessee Titans. Off to a 3-0 start, and then how do they celebrate? By three players getting COVID-19. So now they are shut down, as are the Minnesota Vikings, who played the Titans this past Sunday. The Vikings are scheduled to play the Texans this upcoming Sunday in Houston. The Titans are scheduled to play the Steelers this coming Sunday in Nashville. Right now, those games are up in the air, but there is some thought that if they do not get more positive tests tonight, tomorrow, whenever they start, I'm sure they've already started, but whenever they continue to test, if they don't get more positive tests, there's a chance that they could actually play Sunday, even if they don't have much time to practice between now and the game, because they're not allowed to practice or even convene right now. As a Titans expert / fan, Bennett, would you be okay with the Titans playing the Steelers on Sunday with, say, one day of practice?
Would I be okay with it? Not really.
The Steelers have an old, overweight quarterback. You can't handle them?
But they got a good defense. That's the problem. They might have the best defense in the league. That's the scary part. You got to practice for them. But, no, I mean, look, I don't want it to, like, mess up the whole season. I'm cool with them playing. It is what it is. Like you said, like, I think that for Major League Baseball, for the NFL, anybody that didn't do a bubble, it is about getting through the season this year.
And so we might end up in a place where, you know, not everybody plays the same amount of games. But remember, that was the case in the NBA regular season. Not everybody played the same number of games. Major League Baseball, not everybody played the same number of games. Ultimately, they pick playoff teams based off of winning percentage, and it is possible. I don't know if it's likely, but it is possible that the NFL will have to do it. And if they have to do it, it will be strange, unusual, but no different than what happened in two other professional sports leagues in this country this year.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Game one, AL playoffs, New York Yankees at Cleveland Indians, Progressive Field, Cleveland, Ohio. It is an awesome pitching matchup. Gerrit Cole against Shane Bieber, the latter of whom is 8-1 this season with a 1.63 ERA. Shane Bieber, he's going to win the Cy Young Award this season. He led the AL in wins, earned run average, and strikeouts. He should be the unanimous Cy Young Award winner in the American League. Regardless, the Yankees are minus 107 on the money line tonight. The total is 6.5. First pitch is scheduled for a little after 6 o'clock. You'll be able to watch that on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
First presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you don't watch that.
No, I mean, this is, let's face it, this is going to be, whatever side you lean on, this should be fascinating television.
Like, I can't wait to get home and I'm going to watch the baseball and then I'm going to transition right into this fun night, far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So, yes, the two presidential candidates will be on a stage together debating for the first time. Chris Wallace is asking the questions. That's Fox News Chris Wallace, not the former general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies. But what if it was the former general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies? Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I mean, that might be more of like a straight down the middle pick as opposed to somebody from Fox News.
You know,
but,
what?
You know, who knows?
There is some thought.
Chris Wallace, I mean, that guy's well respected.
There's
I think
some
he'll
thought
do a good
that
job.
He will do a good job.
He will do a good
that
job.
That he will ask tough questions and appropriate follow-up questions. Heading into this thing, I don't know that it's a big controversy that somebody from Fox News is moderating.
No, like, I don't think so either.
I suspect he'll do a good job. We'll see. But I would suspect that Chris Wallace does a good job moderating tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock. All the networks are showing it, including CBS. That's America's most watched network. It's the network of stars. On the late night circuit, Jason Sudeikis, the star of Ted Lasso, is on Conan. Bernie Sanders is on Jimmy Kimmel. John Cena is on Jimmy Fallon. Public Enemy on Stephen Colbert. Sarah Silverman is on Seth Meyers. And Brittany Howard is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
The New York Times had another story based off them obtaining President Trump's tax returns. Posted last night and details how The Apprentice really saved President Trump, or at least helped President Trump in a variety of ways. Launch him into the presidency, sure, but also solve a lot of financial problems that he was dealing with at the time. He's got new financial problems now, according to the tax records. But if you didn't read that last night, it is incredible reporting. You can find it at nytimes.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday, so we'll look back at day one of the MLB playoffs. We'll look back at the Trump-Biden debate, I'm sure. Game one of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night, Lakers Heat. I'll get you ready for that. And John Camden, a three-star prospect from Brewster Academy, is scheduled to make his college choice tomorrow night. Memphis is considered the leader by most recruiting analysts, so Wednesday could be a good day for Penny Hardaway and his staff. We'll see. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. And we'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Ladies and gentlemen, who made this all so proud.
The number one place for the NFL in college football. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Listen on the radio.com app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC fan plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the fan plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's fan plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's fan plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the fan plan.
Yep.
And Choate's fan plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's fan plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com and remember, let our family serve your family.
I'm Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Tim Weiner. I want to tell you about my new podcast, Whirlwind, the story of a long covert struggle between Russia and the United States. We're talking to CIA directors, KGB spies, and international experts happening today. Listen to Whirlwind on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we go through life, many times we try to plan and prepare for every possibility, thinking about our future, thinking about our families. But many times in life, we're hit by surprise. Sometimes great ones and sometimes terrible ones, even tragedies. I have found that most of our clients never thought about who they should call if they were injured. I wouldn't either. What's your plan? I hope you never need us, but if you do, know that we'll be there for you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Dial pound law on your cell.
Free background information available upon request.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
O'Reilly Auto Parts has what you need to keep your engine performing at its best. Our professional parts people will help you select just the right products for your car and budget, like 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high-mileage motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch. From 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
It's 6 p.m. in Memphis, and it's time for The S.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.